Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I think we can all agree that there are more events and places to be than time on our schedule. Many times, I think we make these decisions emotionally. You know, if our friends are going, if it's a nice place, what I really think happens is that we rose-color the potential and ignore the cost and time and effort. So how do we decide strategically where to show up? Here are two benchmarks I use before saying yes to any appearance. First, I analyze the business side. What I look for here is growth. Either I need to be in a target-rich environment to get clients, or I need an educational experience that creates new ideas for the next level of my business. And I define what those two things look like. For example, I define target-rich environments as folks who are not only able to make an investment in standing out, but are also willing to make that investment. You know, just like we said the other day. An educational experience is defined as where I walk away with no less than three actionable do-this-now ideas to grow my business. Without a specific definition, we can so easily fool ourselves if we don't drill down and create some benchmarks. Second, and this sounds like the complete opposite of what I just said. What feeds my spirit? Yeah, I know, sounds a little woo-woo. But if we take a break and go somewhere that changes how we see the world, doesn't that help? Yeah, that's a benefit too. In fact, that's why I go to TED, to get out of the foxhole and learn new things. It feeds my lifelong learning habit and also gets me out in the world talking to smart people. And yeah, you betcha, I got opportunities and clients there too. Now I understand, none of us have a crystal ball that shows what will happen when we show up somewhere. Some of my biggest game-changing opportunities were unexpected, but happened because I was at the right place at the right time. Just be aware that showing up somewhere costs more than we think it does. If we don't get strategic about it, we can veer into that false sense of busy territory. And nobody wins when that happens. Now, hope this helps. Now, go out there and be brilliant.